Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, September the 19th, 2013. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday. We are here 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Tucson's intelligent voice. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we also have a very extensive podcast program where we podcast not only to my website, buckmastershow.com, but you can also find us at tucsoncitizen.com and tucsonsentinel.com, having the podcast, which is usually up within about an hour of the conclusion of the program. Coming up during this Thursday noon hour, Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias joining me in studio. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, plus we'll hear about a charity event from the Primavera Foundation that will bring back a lot of memories for U of A basketball fans. If you have a comment or question for Richard Elias, Supervisor Elias would be delighted to hear from you and entertain your question and hear your comment. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We also extend every day an invitation to our listeners to join us on Facebook. It's easy to find Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show, and we promote the program, who the guests will be for each show on Facebook. So please join us as a friend of the program. Let's welcome now Richard Elias, Pima County Supervisor. Supervisor Elias, good to see you.
Likewise, Bill. It's the start of fall, and hopefully the temperatures will start going down a little bit pretty quick here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for the post 100 days to be in my rearview mirror. I'm ready for the 90s, and then another month or so, Richard, I'll be saying I'm ready for the 80s, and on it goes.
Right with you, Bill, on both of those.
But unfortunately, it's usually Halloween before we really get some cool weather, but maybe this year will be an exception. Once a year, the U.S. Census Bureau, in conjunction, Richard, with the American Community Survey, releases poverty levels for communities across the country. The news is still very disturbing. 1 in 5 living below the poverty threshold in Pima County. And by the way, the U.S. Census Bureau says that threshold is a annual income of $23,492 for a family of four. And what's even more really concerning about this is the children in Pima County, 29% living in poverty, and in the city of Tucson, it's 38%.
Wow. Really shocking figures and very sad to see. We live in a great community, but we've consistently had lower wages here in the southern part of the state compared to the rest of the state. And the safety net over the last 10, 12 years has eroded considerably. And frankly, our spending on education has eroded considerably in that time. All of those things deeply affect children and the situations that they're raised in, and deeply affects our businesses and their ability to hire people who are prepared to take those jobs. I think those things need to change, along with getting more serious about how we're making sure that our kids get educated, because not all of it is money. But let's be honest, being 50 out of 50 is not a good thing for us, and it starts to have long-term impacts on the lives of our families and our children. I'm not saying that's the only factor involved, but that's certainly something that we need to invest in to find a way out and to find a way for people to help themselves up out of difficult situations.
There was a little bit of good news in the information that was released. The Tucson Metropolitan Statistical Area now ranks as the 8th most impoverished large metropolitan area with a population of more than 500,000. That's a slight improvement over the prior year ranking of number 6. So we can no longer say we're the 6th most impoverished area. We've moved up a couple of places. when it comes to this area, I'll take a couple of places any day over number six.
Absolutely. Any kind of improvement is a great one. But I think we shouldn't lose sight of what a great cosmopolitan community Tucson is, and the fact that we have a multicultural nature that is open and diverse and accepting of other people, and that we have a great opportunity here to build on some things that are happening downtown, as well as some other amenities that are being created in our community. You know, Major League Soccer and some other things available to us are going to help create some jobs and opportunities for people. We need to focus on those positives instead of having these folks run us down and say that we're no good and that Tucson's a lousy place to live and that
it's a dump.
We're not happy, it's a dump. None of that is true. We live in a great place, and I'll compare Tucson to anybody in the world, and you know what? We're going to come out looking pretty good in my eyes.
Yeah, we really have to concentrate on job creation, small victories wherever we can get them. The aviation services at the airport, there's 150 jobs, high-paying jobs that could be coming out to the airport area. Those are the kind of things we need to concentrate on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing I'd say is we need to get the immigration issue resolved. We need to recognize that that has impacted our borderlands for far too long, and the implications of that are that a lot of people are nervous or scared about traveling here. Of course, we know that it's safe and that this is a fine place and that our first responders do their jobs excellent. They're excellent in their performance. But that needs to be resolved too, we should be the ones leading the charge on that and making sure that voices from the borderlands are heard. Towards that end, I'm heading to the White House next week to a summit from border communities along the southern border to try and help make sure that borderland voices are heard. We're not advocating for the bill that's out there. We're not advocating for the president's position. We're trying to get folks to understand that they need to listen to people here in the borderlands.
Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias with us. Supervisor Elias would love to hear from you, 790-2040. If you don't agree with him, that's fine. We want to welcome all voices to this program. Everybody is welcome. What we kind of consider, Richard, during the noon hour here as Tucson's town square, if you will, our radio town hall. A decision came in this week on Monday. Dan Scheer, our friend at the Green Valley News, helped us get that story out immediately to all of the Buckmaster Show listeners on Monday. And it concerned Rosemont. And we had talked about this, Richard Elias, before. I think it was during your last visit about there could be a delay in a decision on the controversial Rosemont mine. Do you see this when you look at this situation? Did the Forest Service make the right call by not rushing the Rosemont final environmental impact statement?
Absolutely, because the new rules will kick in October, and there will be a longer period and a more logical way for the public to have considerable and meaningful comment on the final EIS. That's a critical thing for all of us here in Southern Arizona who oppose the Rosemont mine and who want to see our quality of life here in Southern Arizona maintained, and those folks who want to protect the Sky Islands that we have. Difficult, I'm sure, for many people because they're looking for some kind of resolution to the whole thing. But taking our time, making sure that we understand the impacts that the mine themselves admit they're going to have on us is critical to Mr. Upchurch and the Forest Service making their decision.
Yes, and the decision could be now pushed back, I guess, until March. Is that what you're understanding, Richard Elias?
That would, again, be a pretty accelerated process. I think it might take a little longer than that, actually, in the end.
The Rosemont mine situation always generates a lot of passions on both sides, and I'm wondering at this point whether anyone's minds really are going to be changed. I think the community is pretty well pretty well made up their mind, whether they're for it or against it. Wouldn't you agree with that assessment, Richard?
I think people have had a lot of time to make up their minds about how they feel about Rosemont, how they feel about other mineral exploration proposals that have come forward, a difficult time for us all here in Tucson. But people have made up their minds. Now it's a matter of carefully examining what the mining companies have said they're going to do, so that now we have a better way to comment and make constructive criticisms and reinforce the values that have always made Southern Arizona a great place.
And let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. And David has a comment for Richard Elias. Go ahead, David.
Oh, hi. I just made a donation to Save the Scenic Santa Rita's group to try and stop the Rosemont mine. It's about all I can do, so I support your stand against it.
Okay.
Thank you very much, David. I was just on the phone with Gail Hartman this morning talking over some issues that have come up related to Rosemont, as well as some other issues relating to land use. But we really need your support. We need you to participate and get out there and let people know and participate in this public comment period that has now been extended. David, we value your comments. We value your interest. And thank you for your financial support as well.
Okay, 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a break right here. We are with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. He is with me live in studio, 790-2040. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about bonds and the delay in having a bond election in Pima County when we continue on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
It's 12:21 now on the Buckmaster Show. This is our Thursday edition. Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias is with me in studio. For those who have been on hold, we apologize. Had a full board. A lot of people, Richard, want to talk still about the Rosemont situation. They also want to talk about the bond. There may not be, looks like, what, there probably will not be a bond election in 2014.
Well, I know the bond committee is scheduled to talk about it tomorrow, and so there's some difficult choices there to be made. But clearly, if we're going to have to raise taxes to have this bond election, then we need to delay that bond election and not move forward with it at this time.
All right. Keith, you are up next on the Buckmaster Show. Keith, go ahead. You're with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias.
Good afternoon, Richard. I'd just like to say on Rosemont, I surveyed that property in 2005 as a land surveyor with a private company here in town, and I've worked at other mines across the Southwest. And I would say that these people are the most competent, have the best plan I've ever seen. Now, for the city and the county to fight the mine and stop jobs and job creation in the city is unacceptable. A lot of ifs are brought up by the other side, and they've been addressed. 7 years of discussion and investigation is not a short time frame. And as far as bond issues go, we're tied in this country for the fourth highest tax rate overall in the entire country. We are not L.A., we are not Chicago, we are not New York, we are not San Francisco. And the fact that we're over, what, $4 billion in debt combined city and county is absurd, and the taxpayers will eventually revolt.
Okay, Keith, let's a couple of issues there. First of all, Richard Elias, just for the record, I don't think, and correct me, Richard, if I'm wrong, but I do not believe the city of Tucson, the council, has ever taken a yes or no vote on Rosemont. I could be wrong about that, but I know the Pima County Board of Supervisors has. And it was unanimous with the previous board before Allie Miller came on the board. And I think then Allie is for Rosemont. But as far as the city, I'm not sure they ever took
I actually think they did pass a resolution in opposition to the Rosemont proposal. And Keith, thanks for your call. I'm glad you called in. If you've worked for mines here in the southern part of the United States, then you know that mining is not a clean business and that there's no way to make it into a clean business. The fact that Rosemont is right, its proposal is right there in one of our most important sky islands in the region, makes it considerably more difficult. The water issues behind that make it problematic. Those issues simply cannot be addressed, as well as the amount of dust that's going to be thrown into the atmosphere and really affect people's health over a long, long period of time. that's just, those are issues that simply can't be resolved. So we need to look at that EIS very carefully. And 7 years is a long time, but typically decisions of these sorts, it's not unusual for them to take more than 10 years to make these types of decisions. So if you've worked in mines, then you know that as well. The other thing is that,
the bond.
About 90% of the debt that Pima County carries is voter approved bonds. This is not something that has been foisted upon the public. This is something that the public has been very interested in having happen around here. The projects are important to our community. We've made incredible strides with the bond elections that we had in 97, in 2004, and in 2006. We've made a difference in the health of people's lives, in the parks that we have, in the open space that we've protected. All big issues that, frankly, our folks have wanted to see passed, and passed by huge majorities. Got to disagree with you on that one. But as I said, if we're going to have a situation where we're raising taxes in order to have the bond election in 2014, both because of market conditions and the county's financial position, then we need to make sure that we're very careful and delay that election into the next calendar year.
Okay, now back to the Buckmaster Show live line. Richard with a question about the water supply. Go ahead. You're with Richard Elias.
Yes, Richard, wanted to ask you, regarding our water situation, that is one of the most critical things regarding Rosemont. Of course, we are in a drought. Many people believe in global climate change, that we are drying out, that we are definitely headed for a major water crisis in the West. If we were to reach a serious water crisis, Richard, when real estate transactions transpire, or when people buy a company to get a loan, don't in many cases they have to prove we have a 100-year water supply? And if that's gone, we can no longer provide that. What would that do to real estate values in our town?
Real estate values would be hurt very badly by that. But typically, those assurances of a 100-year water supply are provided by a water provider as opposed to by a developer, so that there's some sense that there's, in fact, a fair decision and a fair set of metrics being used to decide if there really is that level of water available to us.
Okay, we are at 12:27 on the Buckmaster Show. Many of our listeners may have seen Richard, a nice-looking picture of you, Richard, there in the paper with your op-ed piece talking about your love of reading. And we do have a fine library system, really, here being recognized nationally for the work going on in Pima County's 27 branch libraries. This whole month has been kind of sign up, get your library card. And actually, this is International Love of Reading Week.
And it's so important for us to read to our children, and to give them access to our libraries as a place of learning and fun. And so make sure your kids have their library cards and that they understand how to use them. Get a library card for yourself. We have a lot of different kinds of media available at each of our 28 branches. We also have a ton of programs available on our website. Libraries aren't what they used to be, but they are busy, busy, busy places that are fun, centers of knowledge for all of us. Please get out, enjoy them. We want you using our libraries.
It's really an innovative library system, recognized now nationally as one of the best library systems in the United States. We've talked quite a bit with the library personnel about this nursing program that goes on now at the libraries, different healthcare providers taking blood pressure and doing wonderful things.
The amount of information available at libraries about your health and health care and what you should do to prevent yourself from getting sick is huge. And we've been working with our health department since about 2005 in matching up different programs, different meetings and opportunities for people to learn more about their health there at the libraries. Very critical. It's free. It's available in multiple languages. Please get out there and learn some about your family and how you might be able to help them stay healthy at the library. You know, those are available there in person, as I said, meetings, but also the stuff we have online is critical as well. I know that my wife especially enjoys downloading free music from the library.
There you go.
And she has a great time finding her favorite rock and Espanol bands.
Richard Elias, thank you very much. Hope you have a great week.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. I think you have a great show and you do a great service to us all here in Southern Arizona.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Richard Elias, Pima County Supervisor. Jack Chalam, our nutrition reporter, is waiting in the wings. Get your nutrition questions ready at 790-2040. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They've passed the background checks and have even been given security clearances, but now some of those people working for U.S. Government contractors have been implicated in espionage, disclosure of national secrets, and even mass shootings. The man who planned a mass shooting last year at the Family Research Council's headquarters in Washington is apologizing. Floyd Corkin sentenced today to 25 years in prison. A North Carolina district attorney is asking the state's attorney general to handle the prosecution of a police officer charged in the fatal shooting of an unarmed man. And four young girls who died in a mobile home fire have been laid to rest in a single casket in Ohio. On Wall Street, the Dow down 38 points, the NASDAQ is up 9, the S&P off 2 points. More details at srnnews.com.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza.
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
A carrot cake.
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:35. Want to tell you about a real exciting event coming up that's being hosted by the Primavera Foundation. We'll be reuniting the 1997 University of Arizona basketball team and watching their championship game on September the 27th. The event again at the Fox Theater downtown, and joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Michael Finkelstein. Michael, how are you?
Doing great. Very excited about next week's big event at the Fox.
Michael is the Chief Development Officer for the Primavera Foundation. Tell me a little bit about the event and where the proceeds are destined.
Great. Thank you, Bill. There's actually two hosts for this event. It's the Primavera Foundation and also the Blair Charity Group. And so 100% of the proceeds will be going to both those groups. We're splitting the proceeds. And so the players are generously reunited. We're going to replay the game. And at halftime, we're going to bring the players on stage and discuss the game. They're all coming except for the only one, Mike Bibby, couldn't make it. But we have Jason Terry, Miles Simon, A.J. Bramlett, you name it. They're coming. Bennett Davison. And so it's very exciting.
What time does the event get underway, and how about ticket availability?
Well, to start with ticket availability, all of our VIP tickets are sold out, but we have plenty of $25 general admission tickets, and we definitely at 97cats.com, and all the proceeds go to charity, and so we have lots of $25 tickets available, and again, 97cats.com. And then your other question was?
Oh, and then the start time for the event?
Start time, doors are open at 6. About 7 o'clock is when we think the show will get on its way.
And you're a huge basketball fan. You've probably watched the 1997 game many times, correct, Michael?
Yeah, whenever there's a season where we're a little disappointed at the end, or you know, we're thinking of the 2005 Illinois season where Illinois knocked us off, and my buddies get together, we watch the game, it cheers us up. And the surprise is that the game is so exciting. People can't remember a game, or does it go to overtime, double overtime? people just can't remember who hits the shots, and it's really a blast. And so I think people will have a really good time.
All right. One of the lines I remember was, Simon says championship. I think that was the final words that came from the announcers that night on CBS. Thank you very much again. That's 97cats.com for more information. Michael Finkelstein from Primavera, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Well, 12:38 now on the Buckmaster Show. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. Just three and a half hours east of Tucson, 15 degrees cooler, and I would venture to say a lot greener after all the rain they have had in New Mexico. New Mexico had been designated as the driest state in the country before these recent rains, but things have really greened up. If you're looking to explore the Gila National Wilderness, it looks very lovely right now near Silver City. And this weekend is the 9th annual Gila River Festival. That's this weekend. Lots of great places to stay, including Casitas de Gila guest houses and Little Toad Creek Inn. For more information, Visit their website, southwestnewmexico.org, for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. We welcome now Jack Chalom to the Buckmaster Show. Jack is the editor and the publisher of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter. Jack Chalom is also the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. Jack is a personal nutrition coach who is based in Tucson. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including his latest titled No More Fatigue. Jack, how are you?
Hi, Bill. It's always good to be on the show.
Good to see you. And you come with lots of new information. You have been checking out the research, as you do, and put this research in the Nutrition Reporter. And the new research gives really more ammunition to the importance of taking a daily intake of omega-3 fats, i.e. fish oil supplementation.
It really does. And the fish oils are really the superstars of the nutrition field these days. And specifically the supplement field. And really, you know, it's kind of like the top three. You know, people often ask, what do you take? Fish oils, vitamin D. And you often find vitamin D combined with fish oils and a multivitamin. And, you know, that really simplifies things. And there are some multis out there that actually combine all of these. So you get your fish oil, you get a good hefty amount of vitamin D, and you get all the other things you need to just kind of like safeguard you against nutritional deficiencies and help protect your health.
Rose, our lovely and talented producer, does not like that she believes the gross flavor of fish oil pills. Is there any way to avoid that? But before I let you answer the question, I have found from personal experience that maybe it's the particular supplements I'm buying. I don't have that taste.
Some supplements have a stronger fish oil taste than others, but one of the big changes over the last decade, you know, these aren't your mother's fish oil supplements anymore. A lot of them come with a non-caloric citrus flavor, you know, most commonly lemon, but they have other flavors as well. And these really just totally suppress any of the fishy aftertaste. And I certainly understand people who don't like that. But that's not any more a good reason to stay away from fish oil capsules.
Jack Chalom is with us, the Nutrition Reporter, 790-2040, 790-2040 for nutrition questions. Let's begin now with the lead story in the September issue of the Nutrition Reporter. The lead story is that children's brains, behavior sensitive to omega-3 levels, so the supplementation apparently helps.
Yeah, and there were three studies published in succession just recently. And even though they focused on children, adults get pretty much the same benefits in terms of mood, cognition, thinking processes. One of the studies was done in England. It looked at almost 500 school children who were selected for the study because they had below average reading skills. And what the researchers found was that the kids with poorer reading ability and working memory, which really is a scientific term that really refers to managing information in the brain for a short period of time, the kids with low levels of omega-3s had much more difficulty with these cognitive processes. Again, it really says everyone, especially kids, should be taking omega-3s. And when you look at the schools and the difficulties a lot of kids are having, it becomes even more important.
Yeah, that study was out of the University of Oxford in the United Kingdom, and those children, school-age children, 7 to 9, really those very formulative years for learning. And it did, the kids that did go on omega-3 did have a better outcome.
Yeah, and part of what we're fighting against these days is all the junk foods that are being fed to kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, partly because, you know, it's more convenient for the parents to go to a fast food restaurant. But just taking an omega-3 capsule can make all the difference. And, you know, speaking of fish oils, there are now algae-sourced omega-3s, both of the key omega-3s, EPA and DHA. So that's another way to avoid the fishy taste.
Yeah, and definitely you want the EPA and DHA combined, and you want about daily intake that combines the two, somewhere around 2,000 milligrams. Is that about right?
Yeah, for the whole capsule. And that's really for a good-sized kid. I mean, it's way too much for an infant.
Mm-hmm.
But if a kid's, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old or older, that's probably a good amount.
Then there was some research concerning the omega-3s and prostate cancer.
Yeah, you know, this study sort of sent a shockwave through the community a couple of months ago. And it really was one of these junk studies that found an association between fish oil consumption, supposedly fish oil consumption, and the risk of prostate cancer. Well, in a radio interview, the lead researcher of the study said, quote unquote, "the scientific strength of the study is weak at best."
And that's the lead researcher.
Yeah, exactly.
But the way it was portrayed in the popular press was something completely different.
Exactly. And right on the heels of that, there was a study in Iceland showing that fish oil supplements protected against prostate cancer. Eating fried fish had the opposite effect. And then another study showing that women who had high consumption of omega-3s had a lower risk of breast cancer. And that's significant because there was a study published a couple of years ago showing that women with metastatic breast cancer who ramped up on the omega-3s, they lived much longer than women who did not take the supplements.
Okay, all sorts of new research on the omega-3 fish oil supplements. We're going to take a break right here. Jack Chalam is with us. He is the nutrition reporter. Jack is kind enough to come and talk with our listeners once a month on the program. We could take your questions at 790-2040. If you have any kind of nutrition or supplement questions, Jack would be happy to hear those questions. Again, 790-2040. We'll be right back on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights under the glowing glass of brilliant light. Starting Saturday, September 28th, a first-time-ever five-straight Saturday night premiere. An exciting family adventure with activities that promote more curiosity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admissions. Kids 12 and under, also free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
It's 12:51 now on the Buckmaster Show. Jack Shalom is with us, the nutrition reporter. Jack comes on the Buckmaster Show once a month. We talk about nutrition. Jack publishes the Nutrition Reporter. He is out with his September issue. For those who have low back pain, and that is probably one of the most common things that folks visit doctors about, actually, Jack Shalom, low back pain, there may be a new antioxidant combination that could help reduce the problem.
Yeah, this is really brand new research. Nothing like it has been published before. What a group of researchers at the University of Siena in Italy did was give two fairly well-known antioxidants to patients with low back pain. The antioxidants were alpha-lipoic acid, and the other was, it's a bit of a tongue twister, superoxide dismutase. And both are antioxidants that are made by the body. But they've never been combined before in the treatment of low back pain, and I really doubt they've been combined for anything. And, you know, at the beginning of the study, 3 out of 4 of the patients were taking analgesic drugs to ease the pain.
Like Tylenol.
Aspirin, yeah. That whole class of NSAIDs. Mm-hmm. By the end of the study, after taking these supplements for 2 months, only 8% of the patients were still taking the pain-relieving drugs. Mm. Now, the dosages are important here. Alpha-lipoic acid, 600 milligrams a day. You can split it up.
Which is readily available in all the health food
stores.
Yeah,
health food stores, grocery stores, mm-hmm. natural foods markets.
So that's 600 milligrams
of alpha-lipoic acid. You could even get it at Trader Joe's mm-hmm. in smaller doses, plus 140 IU or milligrams of superoxide dismutase. The abbreviation for that is SOD, superoxide dismutase.
And that, I had never heard of that.
It's available at the health food stores.
Mm-hmm. So you want 140 IUs of that to combine,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
To take the two together.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard to match up these doses exactly. So if you're close, that's fine. I mean, these are very safe substances.
All right. Jack Chalam is with us, 790-2040. If you have a comment or question for Jack, many people suffer from dry eye, and they really wonder what they can do about it. Is there any information on that?
Yeah, here's another omega-3 study, but this one combines with a plant oil called gamma-linoleic acid, or GLA. You know, some of the products out there combine them. One is by Carlson Labs called Inflammation Balance. The reason I think this combination helps with dry eye is they work on two different inflammatory pathways in the body. The omega-3s work on one. GLA works on another. The study looked at 38 postmenopausal women. They were given either these supplements in combination or placebos. By the end of the study, people taking the supplements had significant improvements in their dry eye. Now, the related thing that the researchers didn't talk about is if you've got dry eye and you go to your doctor for a prescription, this is one very expensive prescription to fill.
Hmm.
So the supplements are a heck of a lot cheaper.
Dry eye, and it's very common, especially in Tucson, Arizona, with our dryness.
Yeah, and it's in large part the result of a deficiency of these nutrients.
Is it allergy-related dry eye?
The allergies will exacerbate the problem because the allergies are revving up inflammation. And so, again, the omega-3s and the GLA are good anti-inflammatories.
Jack Chalam is with us, the nutrition reporter. And one item, you do a quick review of recent research, and this one I thought was very important because it's so important to keep your glucose level within a very manageable area. You don't want to go too high on that. And the higher glucose levels boost dementia risk.
Yeah, and I've suspected this for years. This study looked at what I consider both being fairly high numbers. They compared people with blood sugar levels, fasting blood sugar levels of 115 to people whose blood sugar levels were 100. And the people at 115 had a much higher risk of dementia. Alzheimer's is one type of dementia. But, you know, getting it a lot lower than 100 is even better because a blood sugar of 100 is still in the pre-diabetic range.
And how do you get it down to that level?
Well, you know, one of the other studies I report in the September issue is Indian gooseberry. This is an herbal supplement. This improves blood vessel tone in people with diabetes. Another helpful supplement, one of my favorites for blood sugar, is silymarin. It's an extract of the herb milk thistle. Three really good studies on people support its use.
And cinnamon, too, I understand.
Cinnamon is good. Chromium is good. The B vitamin biotin is good. A lot of things people can do if they're in the pre-diabetic range to keep from going into the type 2 diabetes range.
Question from a listener who did not want to go on the air. Is there a supplementation that helps improve circulation and blood flow?
Yeah, my favorite supplement for that is an amino acid called arginine, ARGININE. And this really is the precursor to a substance that influences how our blood vessels function. So it's really the number one supplement that I would recommend.
And while we're talking about blood sugar, green tea may reduce blood sugar.
Green tea is another good one.
All right. Jack Chalam, the nutrition reporter, and one of the wonderful things about the program and now being on the internet, folks can listen to us all over the world.
Yeah, and I'd like to give a shout out to my cousin Michelle in Canada.
Where is she? Toronto?
In the Toronto area, and she should be listening right now.
Okay. Jack Chalam, where can people get a hold of the Nutrition Reporter?
NutritionReporter.com. I've got a year's worth of back issues for free download. I've got excerpts from my recent books. A lot of free stuff there with links to Amazon if you want to buy books.
And you've got a lot of books out there. Are you working on a new book right now? Or
no, I'm not. I'm actually spending a little more time on my photography.
All right, which is excellent. Is there a place people can see your photography?
Yeah, jackchalam.com/photography.
I like it. I've seen it. It's on Facebook, too. Thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs, Culligan, we thank them for supplying the bottled water to all of our in-studio guests who can enjoy that. And, of course, all the KVOI employees like it as well. John C. Scott Show this afternoon from 3 to 5 right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. We'll be back with you at 12:04 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Intelligent Voice. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.